Welcome back to eBay Radio, the show that's top pinned and most often shared. Here is your host, Griff.
And this segment is brought to you by ShipStation. Wherever you sell, however you ship, if you want to get a leg up on your competition, Promoted Listings, not to be confused with Promotions Manager, is a terrific way to do so, and it won't cost you a penny unless you actually make a sale. Here now to tell us how Promoted Listings is making her sales explode is Teresa Cox. She's known on eBay as top-rated seller Club Red 97. That's all one word. Teresa, for those who aren't familiar with Promoted Listings, explain to us how it works.
Hi, Griff. Yeah, you did a good job of it. It's a service that eBay provides that allows you to choose the listings that you have that you want to be promoted, and you set up a campaign. You select your fee rate, and eBay promotes it, and if the item sells because of the promoted listing campaign, then you pay the fee, which I think is the best part of this whole deal.
So, yeah, I love that part.
Teresa, how did you get started using promoted listings? Did you go little at the beginning?
No, actually, I listened to Shefali and was and Griff did a Periscope on their Wednesday Periscope on it back in June.
Mm-hmm.
And I missed the live broadcast, but the next day I was listening to it, and I was creating a campaign as I was listening, and it was so quick and easy that I just kept going, and before you knew it, I had 25 campaigns.
Wow. So how is it helping you sell your items on eBay?
eBay promotes them, and so it's funny because I'll do a search and I'll see my one of my listings pop up and it says sponsored, and that's what it is. It's a sponsored thing, so it increases it in rank, and I'm not sure all the different ways that eBay pushes it out to promote it, but I can definitely feel a difference in my sales because of it.
So do you have a strategy for deciding how much to spend and to promote each item, because the seller sets that, correct? So,
yeah, you can decide on anything from, I think it's 1% up to 100%. And what I did when I first started out, I'm like, oh, I'm not really sure. Let me see how this goes with 3%. And I did 3%, and I had a few sales, and then I just decided, this is dumb. Let me do 5%. I mean, like 3% to 5% is nothing. And I had a lot of success with 5%. And so then I, played around with it over the summer and adjusted it. And, when I really wanted to push something and try to get some things sold, some of my summer pool things in August and September, I increased it to 20%. But to be honest with you, I found that the 5%, I think most of my campaigns were at 5%. I've just left them there.
So you can put different percentages on different items.
Yeah, the way I created my campaigns was by store category. That was just the easiest way for me to manage it. I've got over 4,000 listings, and so I just let me do men's clothing, and let me do this ad campaign, and I'll do that at, I'm trying to push my men's clothing, so let me do that at 20%. And then I've got Christmas items, okay, let me do that at 5%. Just whatever. So every campaign can have whatever ad fee rate you want assigned to it.
So you've got to come up with 5 as your magic number, 5%.
Yeah, 5 is sort of my minimum one. I mean, if you can't afford to pay 5% in ad fees, then you need to really look at your sales prices and adjust accordingly.
So you recently had a great weekend of sales, 47 of them. Makes my 2 little sales over the weekend look skimpy. Was it just a busy shopping weekend for you, or has promoted listings helped increase your day-to-day sales too?
Well, it's interesting. I posted something in Facebook group, the thrifting board, which I've been on, about, did you guys have great sales? And thinking that, Super Bowl, either you're watching the Super Bowl or you're shopping. And a lot of people did have great sales, but some people didn't. And so I think that, yeah, I contribute. I ran the numbers, and I had, 20% of my weekend sales were via promoted listings.
Oh, that's pretty
and
good.
So,
yes, it is.
Yes, it was. I mean, I was pleased with it. So, yeah, I'm a believer. I'm a believer in promoted listings. I think it works. I think it helps move product. Now, the one thing that I will tell everybody is that you can only do a promoted listing and promoted listing on your listings that have multiple quantities right now. And so that's a deterrent for some people because a lot of people just have what I call one-ups.
So what did you have that qualified for that? What do you sell that you have multiples of?
Oh, you know, everything. somebody asked me, well, what did you sell? And I sold a bunch of Christmas things. I sold some ties. I sold coffee mugs. I sold, I just had a whole bunch of different things that sold this, weekend.
But I guess what I'm asking is, did you have like 20 of the same mug?
I don't have 20, but yes, I do have listings where I have more of the same, yeah, more than one item. And a lot of my items are things that I buy retail. So, if I can buy 20 of something, I will.
Okay.
And so, yeah, so a lot of my listings do qualify for promoted listings.
That makes sense. So I was going to ask you, what do you like most about promoted listings? But I think I know the answer. Sales.
Money, honey.
Yeah, good sales. What I really like it was and you know, having been in my 9-to-5 career was in higher ed and budget and finance, and one of the things I absolutely hated spending money on and budgeting for was advertising. It was just not in my wheelhouse, and I hated it. So what I really like about this is that you can set your fees, and you only pay if it works. You only pay if it sells. So to me, that's the biggest perk of this program.
Okay, so I have a trivia question for both of you or either of you. All right?
Okay.
What are the first two things that a business owner gets rid of when they're in trouble financially?
Probably marketing and advertising.
Marketing and advertising is one department.
Right.
Okay.
And you are absolutely right. The other one, unfortunately, are employees.
Employees?
Okay, yes. They get rid of advertising and or marketing first, and then employees come next.
I believe it.
Excuse me. Goodness. Sorry about that. So what advice would you give to other sellers who have not yet tried promoted listings?
I would tell them that, you know, to give it a try. It literally, I timed somebody, it took 2 minutes to set up the campaign. So it's fast and easy to set up, so I would just tell them to do it. You get more visibility on your listings, and we all know that more eyes on a listing equals greater sales. And the biggest thing is there's no risk. You only pay if it sells.
Are there reports that you can glean so you know how many people looked at it or anything like that?
Yes. In your Seller Hub, if you go under, I think it's the third tab over, under, I think it's marketing or it's under their promoted listings, and it gives all the details. And I just ran my numbers, so I started doing this mid-June-ish, and since June, I've sold 113 items because of promoted listings, and made about $2,800 in sales, and paid $180 in fees. So it's cost me about overall average of 6%.
That's
so
fantastic.
I'll take an extra. Yeah, I'll take an extra 113 sales for 6%.
Absolutely.
Yeah,
I like it.
Yeah, I would too, actually. So where can we go to learn more about promoted listings?
There is, there's an eBay video. eBay actually came to my house and filmed a video on it. There's a, you caught me off guard. I'm not in front of my computer. eBay has something, a page where they show it. But I actually wrote a blog post. I have a blog called Selling My Life on eBay.com. And there's a blog post I wrote with step-by-step instructions with pictures for people that, need a little extra help walking through the process. So, it's there. If you just Google eBay promoted listings, you'll find it.
So I'm on your listings.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh.
Nice pictures. So it's mostly clothing. Mostly.
I've got a lot of clothes. I don't like clothing, but I'm trying to get rid of it. I'm one of those people that don't like to sell clothing, but they sell, so I have them there. But yeah, I do, I have a lot of Christmas, Halloween stuff. I started out selling red things, and so I have my red kitchen stuff, and yeah, I just listed a bunch of ties. I have like over 450 ties now, so I'm pushing those.
So when you started out, it was only things red?
That's what I started out buying and selling red things.
That's
yep, you
cool.
Got it.
That's cool. Very good for Valentine's Day, of course.
Absolutely.
You probably
yes.
did very well during that time.
I love Christmas. I love Valentine's Day. Easter and...
So I see here Christmas stockings, Okay, I'm looking in your categories here. Nice. Good job. Good job.
Thank you.
Good seller. What can I say? Did you see her listing script? They look so good.
Teresa's listings are brilliant.
Yeah, they are. Yeah. Definitely. So, Teresa, what's your next thing? I mean, are you going to do more promoted listings? And do you have some up right now?
Yeah, I have. I've created more promoted listings. So what happens is when you do a new listing, it doesn't automatically get in promoted listings. So I got to figure out a better way to, as I increase my, as I keep listing, to get those things added into promoted listings. I have to actually put some suggestions in for having a way to do new listings so we can just clump all those in a campaign. But yeah, my theory is, if you've got more than two items, why not promote it?
Well, something you just said, explain to us. So you can't put new stuff in there?
Well, like right now, when you go into promoted listings, it shows up by your store category.
Oh.
So if I've already got my, let's say, men's ties on promoted listings, but I go and I list five more ties, the new ties, I don't believe, are in that promoted listings. I've had to go back and adjust some of my campaigns to add new things that I've listed.
Oh, I see. Right.
I see what you mean.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, listen, we want to thank you very much for this. We've talked about this before, but we need you to come back from time to time. People need to know about promoted listings.
Thank you, Teresa.
Good.
This segment was brought to you by ShipStation. Wherever you sell, however you ship, up next, your calls, 888-723-4630, when we return with more of eBay Radio.
As an eBay Radio listener, you've heard about Reply Manager, now an Excelco product. Maybe you're already using Reply Manager to manage your customer support messages, but you're still looking for a way to manage feedback. Excelco is excited to announce High Five, a free tool designed to automatically encourage positive feedback. If you receive negative feedback, High Five instantly alerts you, so you can resolve the issue right away. Together, Reply Manager and High Five help you manage your relationships with your customers from the beginning of each transaction until its successful end. And right now, you can get a special package deal for both of them just in time for the holidays. Try Reply Manager and High Five free for 15 days at replymanager.com/eBay. That's Reply Manager and High Five free for 15 days at replymanager.com/eBay.
You know how important it is to stay up to speed on what's happening in the world of eBay and e-commerce. For the past 10 years, TameBay has been bringing you that world. As the premier eBay blog and e-commerce news resource, they believe it's their job to help you build your business, and they're doing just that. Editors Chris Dawson and Dan Wilson are savvy reporters with deep eBay roots. Chris is a power seller, and Dan is part of the team that founded eBay UK. They know how to find the news that you need to know, and they're not afraid to print it. TameBay even goes the extra mile with the TameBay Guide to Seller Tools and Services. It's a comprehensive directory of third-party providers. If you're not reading TameBay, you're just not keeping up with your world. Tap into the latest eBay and e-commerce news, along with all of TameBay's other seller resources, at TameBay.com. That's TameBay.com.
When it comes to your business on eBay, wearing your heart on your sleeve isn't enough. You need to show your eBay spirit, and that means a visit to the eBay Shop, the official store for eBay-branded apparel and other eBay merchandise. It's where Griff shops for those coveted secret word prizes, and you can shop there as well at theebayshop.com. If you're lucky enough to be at eBay headquarters in San Jose, you can also visit the eBay Shop in person. Right now, you'll find eBay-branded beach towels, totes, and other items for summer fun all year round. That's in addition to eBay-branded polo and t-shirts custom dyed in eBay colors, plus eBay caps, jackets, hoodies, bags, office accessories, and other cool eBay stuff, all at terrific prices. It makes great gifts for family and friends, too, even the kids. The eBay Shop partners with Brandvia to help you show your eBay spirit and start a conversation about your business wherever you go. Visit theebayshop.com.